President Bush has arrived in Moscow, where he and Russian President Vladimir Putin will sign a nuclear arms treaty tomorrow. The two countries have agreed to cut by two-thirds the number of their deployed strategic nuclear warheads over the next decade. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports that some Russians are less than satisfied with the agreement, and they're hoping for more from their relationship with the United States.
Arms control agreements used to be the core of U.S.-Soviet summit meetings. President Bush says the treaty he'll sign with President Putin tomorrow will liquidate the legacy of the Cold War. But political analyst Vyacheslav Nikonov says the two countries need to find new ways to define their relationship.
I'm really sick and tired of this permanent funeral of the Cold War. Cold War was ended by Gorbachev 15 years ago, period.
Nikonov and others here in Moscow take a skeptical view of the treaty. Another political analyst, Alexei Pushkov, says the arms cuts are largely symbolic, a Potemkin's village-type agreement, just for show.
I think that from the point of view of political relations between Russia and the United States and the partnership which is being forged right now, this is a really important treaty. But from the point of view of serious nuclear arms reductions, this is mostly a Potemkin treaty.
The deal does contain some modest concessions to Russia. It replaces the ill-fated START II treaty, which never completed the ratification process. It will allow Russia to keep multiple warheads on land-based missiles, which were banned by START II. And Pushkov notes Putin is getting a formal treaty, not the gentleman's agreement Washington wanted. But Russia had already planned unilateral nuclear weapons cuts. It can't afford the cost of maintaining big stockpiles. Even after the deal was worked out, Russian negotiators voiced dismay that the agreement lets the U.S. store decommissioned nuclear warheads. Russia wanted them destroyed. President Putin has said only that he's satisfied with the treaty. His caution reflects a political balancing act. Putin enemies like communist leader Gennady Zyuganov, whose bloc commands a quarter of Russia's parliament, are in rage over the deal.
This document is treasonous. It's the final destruction of our nuclear deterrent, which two generations of our people built up. This will allow the U.S. and its allies to blackmail the entire world.
Parliamentary opponents of the treaty are not expected to have the votes to block its ratification. Analyst Dmitry Trenin says those opponents are ignoring new realities. With a military budget now 1/40th that of the U.S., Trenin says Russia must part with any pretensions to superpower status.
It's no longer parity. It's no longer equality. You have to look the reality straight in the face. Otherwise, you'll be confined to a museum of the Cold War, where a lot of people who are talking about these issues belong today anyway.
That asymmetry doesn't mean Putin won't be pressing home tough issues with President Bush. Russia's foreign minister wants to know how long the thousands of U.S. troops now in former Soviet republics of Central Asia will stay. The troops are deployed in Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, and Tajikistan for the war in Afghanistan. Their presence angers many in Russia's conservative military and security establishment. But analysts here say diplomatic disputes matter less than President Putin's need to produce economic fruits. Putin will push for U.S. recognition of Russia as a market economy. He'll seek U.S. support for Russia's entry into the World Trade Organization. Yevgeny Gavrilenkov of Troika Dialogue Bank said this could increase low levels of American investment in Russia.
Russia may become much more attractive. And in fact, I think potential for growth, for making money here in this country is huge. And we expect much more foreign capital inflows.
And increasingly, it's likely to be gritty issues like economics and trade that govern relations between America and its once implacable ideological foe. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.